Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
People read the Bible with colored glasses, like Brother Hagin used to say, tinted with religious tradition. So everything they see, they read it through somebody else's religious idea. No, just let it say what it says. Take it for what he said. Believe it. Amen. Do these things that you may prosper in all that you do. You stand this day, all of you, before the Lord your God, your captains of your tribes, your elders, your officers with all the men of Israel, your little ones, your wives, the stranger that's in your camp, from the hewer of wood to the drawer of your water, that you should enter into covenant with the Lord your God and into his oath, which the Lord your God makes with thee this day, that he may establish you today for a people to himself, that he may be to you a God, as he said to you, as he has sworn to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Now get this. Neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath, but with him that stands here with us this day before the Lord our God, and also with him that is not here with us this day. That's you, brother. That's you, sister. That's me. Why? It hadn't been written yet, but the Lord knew there's going to be a Galatians 3, and as many as are of faith are blessed with Abraham and are Abraham's seed because of your faith in Christ. He knew it. And he had it written for eternity. He said, now I'm making this covenant with all of you, but there's a lot of people that ain't here today, and it's with them too. We have a covenant. I said, we have a covenant. He's the Lord our God. He gives us power to become wealthy, to create wealth and make wealth. Why? That he may establish the covenant that he made with Abraham. We're his seed. Go back to 28. Let's shout a little bit more about what we've been redeemed from, about what we never have to have again. This is helping us, friends. This is getting in us. We were at what? Verse 33. He said, verse 33, the fruit of your land and all your labors shall a nation which you know not eat up. And you'll be only oppressed and crushed always. You'll be mad for the sight of your eyes, which you see. Another translation said this. The produce that you worked for, somebody else, another nation will eat up. One said, you'll be oppressed and crushed only. You'll be abused and downtrodden continually. You'll be wronged and oppressed continually. Your lot will be nothing but brutal oppression. Now, friend, get this. You are the blessed of God. You are not a victim. You know, it's amazing how many Christians, they have this mentality. You know, why is everybody always picking on me? It's always, you know, I'm abused. People abuse me. They verbally abuse me and they take advantage of me. And everybody's always maltreating me and running over me. And you believe you're a victim. You do not believe you're the redeemed. It's hard for people to victimize you when you won't accept the role. They call you names and you laugh. Yeah. Huh? They try to mess with you and you say, hey, I'm blessed. You better not mess with me. People who curse me get cursed. And nothing can defeat you. No challenge, no trial. Why? Because you won't quit. You always triumph. You say, it ain't over till I win. So you're never laying down crying, feeling sorry for yourself, because you don't believe you're a victim. Yeah. You're a victor.
Yes, sir.
overcomer.
Yes, sir.
More than a conqueror.
More.
So anything that's going on, yeah, you don't go, oh, I'm a victim. No, you go, hey, no. I overcome this.
Hallelujah.
I come over it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Glory to God. I'm redeemed from all this.
Amen.
Skip down to 38 for time's sake. 38. Now, whew, this is something to shout about. You'll carry much seed out into the field, but you just gather a little. For the locust will consume it. Another one said, you cast seed in plenty, but you just harvest a little. So little bitty harvest. So sowing and thimble harvest. Curse. That's a curse. And I'm redeemed from that. That don't happen to me. I sow and brother, I reap. Big. 30-fold. 60-fold. 100-fold. 500-fold. 1,000. I sow and I reap and reap and reap and reap. Just keep reaping off the same. How many stand? You know, some tomato plants. You just keep getting tomatoes off that plant. Right? Some fruit trees. You think, man, I've already gathered 3 bushel off that thing. And look out there. There's a bunch more peaches done. Come on that tree again.
Yes, hallelujah.
Why? It's a blessed tree.
Yes.
Blessed tomato plant.
Yes.
All my tomato plants are blessed.
Amen.
All my trees are blessed.
Glory.
Right?
Yes.
How about yours?
Yes.
Blessed. What's that mean? You plant and then you reap and you reap. And you reap. And you don't plant all kind of seed and hardly get anything out of it. Either spiritually or naturally. You don't work on a deal. Spend 3 weeks on it and make $2.50. Huh? Put all this time and effort into something. And time you pay your expenses, you made $3. That's a curse. I said, that's a curse. No, it's blessed when you hardly did anything. And here comes a big pile. Big chunks. Keep reading. You plant vineyards and dress them, but you won't drink the wine and you won't gather the grapes. Worms will eat them. That's a curse. You'll have olive trees throughout all your coast, but you won't anoint yourself with the oil. Your olive will cast its fruit. They'll drop off the tree. You'll beget sons and daughters, but you won't enjoy them. They'll go into captivity.
No.
So everybody said out loud, not me.
Not me.
I'll enjoy my children. And my grandchildren. And my great-grandchildren. And they won't go into captivity. Why? That's curse. And I've been redeemed from the curse. He said, all your trees and fruit of your land, the locust will consume. And the stranger that's within thee will get up above you very high. And you'll come down very low. One translation said, you'll sink lower and lower. Everybody say, not me.
Not me.
Not me. Verse 44, he will lend to you, but you won't lend to him. He will be the head and you will be the tail. Another one says, it's for them to lead and you to follow. Now, friends, there's something big that's working in the Spirit in people's lives here. We touched on it last week, but let me say it again to you tonight. And this is not just Brother Keith talking now. God is working in people in this church so that you get to the place where you don't have to borrow. You will be able to lend. You won't be paying interest. You'll be getting interest from all of your investments in different places. And you won't be having to follow. You'll be leading. You won't be owing. You'll be owning. Did you get that now? The Lord is dealing with some people very powerfully in these areas. You're coming up. You might be the very tail of a thing right now. But God's going to bring you up and make an example out of you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Can God take anybody? The Bible said he takes people off the dung heap and sets them with princes. How many believe that glorifies God? What God can do in somebody's life. Now, why did I say that? I said that because there are people sitting here right now. right now. You may have just been at the very bottom. But God looks good in cases like that. When He can take you and people know where you were and they see where He brought you to and know where you were at, what you were able to do, and now what you did for the kingdom of God, people go, glory to God. Look at that. Look what God did in their life. Now, I'm not talking about somebody somewhere else. He'll do it for anybody. People right here, right here, right here. God's talking to people right here, right here. You will not be under, you'll be the head. You won't owe for it, you'll own it. You won't have to borrow, you can loan. You won't be paying interest, you'll be getting interest. I'm going to say it again. Close your eyes. Close your eyes, please listen to it. People in this place, people in this room, tonight, not the tail, but the head. Don't have to borrow, can lend. Not paying interest, getting interest. Not owing, owning. Owning. Hallelujah. Why? Because you're not cursed. You're blessed. You're blessed. Keep reading. Let me finish this up. People won't get up above you. You won't sink lower. You'll get up above. You will be the head and not the tail. He said, verse 45, all these curses will come and pursue and overtake till you be destroyed. Why? Because you didn't hearken to the voice of the Lord your God to keep His commandments and His statutes, which He commanded. There'll be for you a sign and a wonder on you. Verse 47, get this, verse 47. Because you served not the Lord your God with what? Joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Then therefore you will serve your enemies, which the Lord will send against you in hunger and thirst, in nakedness and in want of all things. He'll put a yoke of iron on your neck till He have destroyed you. Not me. That's a curse. I've been redeemed from the curse. And I am not refusing to serve the Lord my God with joyfulness. I am glad and I will give Him thanks for all abundance of all things. The Berkeley says, serving God with joy and a glad heart for all the rich abundance. This goes hand in hand. See, people who don't believe this don't give thanks for this. And they don't realize it, but they're playing right into the hands of the curse. If you don't serve God and give Him thanks, then you're a candidate to live under the curse.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Covenant of Prosperity, Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-528. That's R-528, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.